How good is that? The Fall and Lost in Music. And I'm playing that because I think that Stuart Lee is a massive fan of The Fall. Am I right?
Yeah, I love The Fall. Oh, yeah. I was just thinking what that would sound like to anyone that didn't know what it was. They'd think you'd put a Sister Sledge record on and then just got a tramp to shout over it. Really great, though.
No bad thing. Oh, I'm delighted to do that for you and delighted that you can join me on a Saturday morning.
Thanks a lot.
Because actually, just thinking about your musical taste makes me think of Celebrity Mastermind. Congratulations. Congratulations on winning that. That was edge of the seat stuff. I was rooting for you, mate.
Thanks very much. Yeah, it was a weird thing to do. I mean, it's sort of, I don't normally do those kind of things, but it's for charity, and they said, do you want to do it? And I thought, well, I wonder what it'd be like. But so I sort of swatted up on my special subject, and then I went and sat there. But as soon as the lights go down, and you have to walk towards the chair, and they play that terrifying music, which is a library music cue called something like The Approach of Death or something like that.
How appropriate, eh?
Yeah, you do go to pieces a bit. And we were all a bit, me and the other celebrities were a bit, we were all a bit flipping about it. But as soon as you get in there, you can't help but be caught up in the seriousness of the occasion.
And you introduced me to, was it Derek Bailey?
Yeah.
Is that your bloke? Somebody about whom I knew nothing. Of course, I've remembered nothing of what you said, but I do intend to go back and read up on him. Quite something. So the tour before this one, you were celebrating in a way your status as 41st best stand-up ever. Is it like tennis? Have you moved up the rankings? Have you got a higher seed?
I don't know, but they're doing another one, Channel 4, so it'll be interesting to see. But I mean, partly why I called the show that was because I just thought, I mean, it was anyone with a heart in that list would know it was plainly ludicrous. I mean, because I was kind of higher than Lenny Bruce and Dave Allen, you know, it's just ridiculous. But so I don't know how they work them out. But I also thought, well, you know what, I might be able to get some people in under false pretenses by saying I'm the 41st best stand-up episode.
Come on, Michael McIntyre is a whole lot funnier than Lenny Bruce. Fat.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably more popular, but I think you've got to sort of think, you know, who invented this as we know it?
Yeah. I know. So the current tour, if you prefer a milder comedian, please ask for one, makes me wonder whether, I mean, having been to your gigs, I mean, they do vary, but, you know, relaxing totally into them as a person in the audience, I think, is not something that goes on. Are you having building work or is it a small child?
That is a small child.
Right, okay.
Do you want me to...
No, it's fine,
He's banging this farm. He's got a farm. And
he's doing his job.
He's banging it. I'm really sorry. I thought he'd go out. And then he's come back. And he's hitting this farm. And there's cows in it, and there's three plastic cows in a thing. It's the most productive dairy farm in the country, actually.
I just wanted to tell the listeners what the noises might be in the background.
I was trying to stop him. I was pointing at him in an authoritative way, but as you can see, it made no difference.
Yeah, he's ignoring you. But yeah, I was thinking of like much more extreme shows than yours, like going to Jerry Sadovitz years ago and just witnessing the thing of somebody not liking him in the front row, leaving, and then Sadovitz taking the audience with him as he then followed the poor guy out. And I'm just wondering if you've ever had a situation where somebody has come along to see you and maybe thought, oh God, this isn't what I was expecting.
Well, I've had with the 2005 show, which is called 90s Comedian, that was quite extreme, and sometimes people did go. But I think, to be honest, if they're not going to like the sort of things that I talk about, I'll be offended by them because of what I'm like, they're more likely to leave early on by being totally bored and confused than certainly with the telly series that I did last year, even though there was a lot of contentious stuff in it. We only got 7 complaints. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because it's quite sort of thoughtful and quiet. If you're the sort of person that just watches something to complain, then you're already just confused and bored by it. And so you turn off before the bad stuff comes up. Yeah. But and the 7 complaints we got were just nuts. 2 of them were complaining about how I'd made fun of Stephen Hawking, who I never actually mentioned. I mentioned Richard Dawkins.
Right.
But you have to be careful these days that you don't even rhyme words.
Comedy for the hard of hearing. I love it.
I know, yeah. So luckily they could mainly be dismissed out of hand. But I mean, you know, I've never sought to offend people. But I think that sometimes it's just an accidental byproduct. A bit like when a dog does a mess on the pavement, he's not trying to offend you, he just has to do it. But you might be offended by it, but that's not really his fault. And that's the equivalent of what I do.
Well, enjoy your breakfast, everyone, and get along to Stuart Lee's shows in Scotland. Love it. So, I was watching the review show last night on BBC Two, and there was that thing where people get their knickers in a twist about Englishness.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole thing of Englishness. But I haven't seen this show of yours, but I will see it when you come to Scotland.
Oh, great.
But it strikes me that maybe you're looking into some of those aspects of Englishness, whether it's, you know, rubbishy Italian restaurant chains or Top Gear or whatever. Would you say that's true, or are those just things that happen to be happening in the country that you happen to live in?
I think there are things that happen to be happening at the moment, you know. And I did a lot about ideas about national identity in the show before, but I mean, I think that is a bit of a sort of hot potato at the moment. Might be something I'll do next year. I'm doing another telly show next year, so it might be something I look at next year.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment with the, you know, the election coming up and stuff like that, is that something that you're keeping your eye on? Does that feed into your act?
Well, yeah, and I mean, it's going to be really odd actually, because I mean, it could change everything, you know. And you might say something, and then suddenly it's completely irrelevant or totally altered as the whole, you know, political boundary shift. I mean, I think Cameron will be a gift to comedians, though. I think if he does get in, I mean, my wife bought me a biography of David Cameron to read, and she won't even let me have it in the bedroom because his face makes her so physically sick that we have to actually, like, so it's really hard. You have to remove it from the room. So I kind of think there's already like a start there that it's quite hard to even.
Well, she'll be so envious of me yesterday because I was at a lunch and he was the guest speaker in Glasgow.
You?
Yeah,
wow,
I was quite near the front, and there was a big screen in front of me too, so you can tell her that.
Yeah, well, I think I think it's going to be really, really interesting if for comedy. And I mean, sort of, you know, one of the things that New Labour did really cleverly was that they got good at spin, and they were sort of slippery. And obviously, I mean, Blair's sort of publicly disgraced himself now, but it's quite hard to focus in on people, whereas the Tories just always like such a massive target. And the extent to which they sort of didn't even think how all those posters would get vandalised this time around. So, I mean, that if the public are being that funny, then comedians should be able to be.
Flashback to the 1980s.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, I'll let you get back to your scene of domestic bliss, and I thank you for giving me your time, escaping for 5 minutes.
Thanks a lot.
From the Dairy Farm. So let me just tell people, you're on at the Edinburgh Festival Theatre the 20th of February, which is very soon, the following night, Dundee Rep, and March the 15th, bit of a go off to other places, then back to the brilliant Glasgow Citizens Theatre. Really nice, intimate vibe there. Lovely to talk to you. Have a great time when you come up.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers,
see you
mate.
Then.
Bye. Bye-bye.